All right, let's delve into our weather bag of tricks, and let's see who's in for Pat Pagano in the Weather Center. Weathercaster, sign in, please.
Good morning. Hey, Marshall, it's Anthony J.
Hey, Anthony, how are you?
Great to be back. How are you?
I can't complain. You know, we've got summer weather. We've had it now for quite a while, and that's something that I always do enjoy. You know, it's what I like.
Yes, we're into midsummer now, and it's 2020, and we're moving along, and we had a tropical storm on Friday. That was kind of unusual. That moved up near our way.
The heavier rain went to the west of us. We got about a half inch here, but to the west of us, they got farther to the west of us, past the Hudson Valley. They got to anywhere from, I think, an inch and a half to 3.5 inches of rain.
Yeah, in fact, some of the forecasts were as much as 7. I don't think anybody saw that. But pretty unusual to see a storm like that this far north.
It looked like a mini hurricane, or it even looked like a winter storm, you know, one of the lows that move up the East Coast, the nor'easters.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't, you know, by the time it got up here, it wasn't really a pure tropical storm. It was, yeah, like you said, looked more like a nor'easter type of thing that came up here. There was some branches down, especially down the coast, but not too bad. But today, it's not that too shabby. It's humid out there. But we wouldn't call it oppressive. We have dew points in the 60s, and we're going to see some showers move in, I think, by late morning toward lunchtime and in the afternoon. And you might see some thunder, or I should say, see some lightning and hear a little bit of thunder, but no severe weather expected. You know, just nice showers with some thunder mixed in. And the same I would say for tomorrow as well. We're doing temps in the 80s and even dropping a little bit. Wednesday and Thursday, about 80 degrees. So we're keeping any excessive heat away, Marshall. It's really bad down in Texas and out west where we're seeing excessive heat, but it's going to stay there. Although I do think we will turn the heat up again by the weekend here.
All right. Now, you know, we must have had tropical storm winds. No, I'm not kidding. There's on my road where I live, every day I come back home, and I go past two trees. One of them is marked to be taken down. It's got a pink thing around it. So they're obviously going to take it down. But the other one had branches that were that were hanging out, long branches over the road and leaning. And I said to myself, "This is going to come." And that's what happened. One of the branches came off and fell and blocked the road. I think it was Saturday morning. Yeah, Saturday morning. But other than that, I mean, we're still short of rain. We didn't get enough rain really to help out. A lot of the grass is turning brown around here. My lawn is still green, but we only, like I said, only received between a quarter of an inch and a half inch of rain, which is not enough to make up for the rain we've lost. What we need is like a one night, starting at like, let's say, not on the weekend, starting at like 7 o'clock in the evening, a steady medium to light rainfall to fall for like 7 o'clock at night till like 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the morning. If we were to get that, it would be so beneficial. So beneficial.
Yeah, those brown and yellows, you know, spots on the lawns, or everybody hates those. And so we got just a little bit of help from Faye, and we'll just get a little bit of help today and tomorrow with some showers moving in. And I think Friday, another chance of seeing some rain moving on in. But otherwise, no real bad weather around the country or near us. But I think the weekend, we see the high pressure build off the coast. And it's going to be a kind of a 90-degree weekend headed our way.
All right. Now, the big question. Have you been social distancing, and do you wear your mask?
Oh, yes and yes. Yeah, ever since this started, it's like.
And do you get upset when you see people out there not social distancing and not wearing their masks?
Yeah, you know, especially, you know, when you really need to, when you're indoors, and you know that's when you have to wear a mask. And I do always do, you know, when you go to wherever I have to go. Like in the beginning, we couldn't really go anywhere almost except to grab some necessities. But at least, you know. And it's like a whole new world compared to what it was back in February.
Yeah, it is. And it's not going to change anytime soon.
It doesn't look like way.
So anyway, so you're telling me that this week will be a little cloudier and a little cooler than it has been over the past week.
Yeah, I would say that we had temps near 90 last week, but we're going to be fortunate here in the Northeast as some cooler air comes, kind of oozes in from Canada a little bit, and then but we will turn the heat up again by the weekend. So you know, hopefully we'll continue to kill this virus more and more, and we can get out a little bit more and more, you know, in those phases, and you know, we can creep back to, we're creeping back to life, and as long as we follow what we're supposed to do, we're gonna win, we're gonna beat this thing.
All right, it's just as long as you're not in Florida, Texas, North or South Carolina or California or these other states that opened up early and eased their man. You know, it's so simple. You don't even need science. You don't have to be a scientist. That's what I to take a look now at what happened. New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, and Massachusetts, which were all very high, instituted this wear your mask rule when you're out in public and social distance. And look at the curves. We're all down. All down to practically nothing. And then you look at the states that that relax that, and they're all up dramatically. As a matter of fact, Florida now is number four. If in the countries in the world, Florida is number four in coronavirus cases. And it's all because social distancing and masks. I mean, it's so apparent. I mean, you don't need to be a science or a doctor to look at it. The places that have these rules in place are doing better than the places that aren't. So you just wonder why people don't follow that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was talking about moving to Florida, but I'm not going to be doing that.
Not anytime soon.
Right now, as it wasn't bad there a few months ago. And
it's worse
and
than
I, also you're thinking, I mean, I'm no epidemiologist, you know, but the hot weather tends to be more better for usually as far as, you know, killing these effects of the virus at least a little bit.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
That, but that pretty much contradicts that what's happening.
Yeah,
there.
It certainly does. All right. Well, you're here all week, right?
I'm here all week. Well, at least through Thursday.
At least through Thursday. Well, then again, we'll check with you tomorrow morning. All right.
That's going to be terrific.
All right. Have a great day and social distance and wear your mask.
We'll do, Marshall.
All right.
Thank
take
you.
Care. Bye bye. That is a check on our forecast here in the Weather Center this morning on Robin Hood Radio.